I got my ticket back in October. I mean, I guess I consider myself a new ham for at least 2 years. But, yeah, with the technician's license, I'm studying for my general. I'm actually have my eyes on some HF equipment. But I don't think my wife's going to let that fly until I actually get my general. Otherwise, she won't approve that purchase. But yeah, it sounds like you got some electrical in that storm down there. Up here in Asheville, not much. Just a lot of rain, a lot of wind now. And one time it was sunny, and then it went right back to rain. But the flooding up here is really bad. But I live on higher ground, so I'm not affected. But yeah, I like what you're doing with the net and the after-party net. I mean, right you. Yeah, especially for new hams. And y'all stick around for that too.
I'm ashamed to admit it now in a way, but I learned a lot. I got my ticket in 1978, a novice ticket, and the only part of the HF band I could talk on was up on 10 meters from 28.3 to 28.5, and I had to learn 5 words a minute Morse code, and I swore that if I ever passed 5 words a minute, I'd never use it again. And I went ahead and I kept renewing that novice ticket. I was a novice for 39 and a half years. Then I had that stroke, fell and broke my neck. I had to move in with my daughter and his daddy. Why don't you upgrade your license? You ain't got nothing to do now. You can't work. Before, I went ahead and retired when I broke my neck, but I was a heavy equipment operator, and those days are over. And I went to Greenville. I talked to Robert, WR8RW, that was the net manager back then. I had been listening on 2 meters, and I looked up his email address, and I emailed him and wanted to know when the next exam was, and he told me there was one coming up that week in Greenville at the Red Cross. I went over and paid my $10 to see what I needed to study. I hadn't even studied a book. So I went over there and took the technician test, passed it, and I went back the next month, and I missed one too many on the general, and I signed up for that ham test online. I paid $28 for that, and I looked at it maybe 4 or 5 hours, and I went over the next month and got my general. So I've only had my general ticket now 18th of this month. It'll be 3 years. And I didn't hold my technician license but 2 months before I went and got the general, but I enjoyed the Morse code. But now that I'm on HF, I very seldom get on HF, on CW. I got a desk full of keys here, and my brother, he's a big CV-er. And when you gonna sell some of them keys you've got? I said, when you gonna sell some of them D-104s you've got? Man, he got a D-104 Silver Eagle and a Golden Eagle. I'd give anything to get, because I got a 2-meter Yaesu base station here that's a four pen that I could use one of them deep little fours on, but I'm not selling these keys. I love them. They're beautiful. So with that, I'll be back to you there, KO4JKB, Duncan. K4ORM.
KO4JKB, and yeah, I'm glad you got your technicians and went right around and got your general. Yeah, and when you hold that, I think I speak for a lot of people that you put a lot of people at ease when you host the net, so yeah, I always make it a chore to check in. And I can see my general license manual right there on the desk, so I have some studying to do. And I want to learn CW, but I also want to learn another language. But yeah, I really want to, even before I get my general, get a radio where I can listen to Asia. I think if I can hear on those other bands, that will inspire me enough to get my general license. And but yeah, I've been looking at even HT. There's a high-end Gazoo HT where you can monitor all through the HS band. But I don't know. I'm a greenhorn. KO4JKB.
Don't cost that much to get into HF. Now, if you're looking and dreaming about buying new equipment, heck yeah. But I started off going to Ham Fest and buying used equipment, or either buying it off of the QRZ website or the QTH website. And I'm sitting here now with FT 950. I think this thing sold new for about $1,700 or $1,800, but with all the filters and everything that's in it, it costs over $2,000 new. And I bought it off a guy that calls the Ole Miss net on Friday night. He's got big money. He can afford them radios. And this one here is a contest radio. I mean, it's loaded with everything you could want. And I think I got $700 in it. But I had to start off at the bottom of the list buying a radio $200 or $300 and trade up and all. And I love old tube radios. I've got six HF receivers sitting in here now, the old boat anchors. I've got a couple of them restored. I got one completely restored that's need to get sandblasted and painted. I hate to do that to a radio. I like to keep them original, but the cabinet on this one's gone too far. And I just fix them up and turn them on everywhere once in a while and watch that orange glow from all the tubes in it. This one old Holycraft I got set behind me over here, that sucker's got 18 tubes in it. I can't turn it on down here in the shack in summertime. That thing will run you out of here with the heat. But my brother the other day is wanting to know would I sell one of them. And my daughter said, he ain't going to sell one of them radios. He could and put them in the bed and sleep with them. I mean, they some pretty radios. And people is going to trash them or give them away or whatever. If I see one on the internet for sale, $40 or $50, I'll get it. But the tubes are getting pricey, and right now I'm waiting on the recap kits for two different radios, and everything coming from China is hard to get a hold of now. So, Duncan, you got anything else for the rag tube portion? Probably I got one more on here that's on the list for rag tube. But, yeah, go ahead and stick around for the roundtable discussion after I closed the net out. So you got anything else? KO4, JKB, K4, OIM.
Sam, KO4, JKB. No, it was great talking to you finally. And again, I love it when you host the net. And I'll stick around and just listen. If I can't get back to you, I'm out of the room. But yep, I love what you're doing. And yeah, I'll pass it on back to net, KO4, JKB.
JKB. That's what we're here for, Duncan. I mean, I'm not in no hurry to close everything out and get off of here. Nothing else to do since the storm's passed. But before I go to the next one up on the ranch, have I missed anybody for check-ins or comments, please call K4OIM or Net Control.
Oscar 4, Mike, Whiskey Zulu, KO4MWZ. This is Daniel and Taylor's.
KO4MWZ, Daniel over in Taylor's. Never too late, Daniel. You made number 55 tonight. So glad you might have been late, but you made the list. Really appreciate it, Daniel. Anybody else out there, Alpha through Zulu, please call K4OIM or Net Control. Next up on the stump, we got KO4NUE. Mr. Chad up there in Campobello, what's on your mind, Chad?
Well, this is KO4NUE, Chad. Well, I just wanted to share with the net kind of what happened here today and share some lessons learned. Like I've told you before, I don't really have an Elmer, and I'm trying to, you know, learn what I can on my own. So when you host these learning sessions after the net, that's really helpful. But as you know, we had a big storm come through here today with some high winds and a lot of rain, and I just wanted to take an opportunity for some of the younger hams out there and share some lessons learned from what happened to me today. So if you don't mind, I'd like to send those out.
And I got from now to, I believe Dave said, 1 o'clock before the repeater goes back to timing out. So go ahead and open up. KO4NUE, K4OIM.
First lesson I learned today was it would be very helpful to have a South Carolina and North Carolina map inside the ham shack, or enough map to show coverage of the repeater that we're talking on right now. Also, the map would be helpful to show incoming weather that you could plot. And what I mean by that is, if you have a map in the shop, in the ham shack, and list on the map operators that are 20 to 15 to 30 miles in your location out, it would have been helpful for me to be able to try to contact some of those operators so I could track the storm or what was happening before it got to me, because our power flickered for a little bit, lost internet, and without internet, there's no TV, no way to track anything. So the radio was it, which leads me to my next point. means the radio is out too. So kind of learned a hard lesson with that one today. But I do have a handy talkie. Haven't thought much of it since I bought it because it's a handy talkie. But I learned today that handy talkies have their place. Because I don't have emergency power right now. But after today, I will get that rectified rather quickly. Because I'm not going to go through that again. So, handy talkies with emergency power would have been pretty helpful for me today. The next point I have is, know the weather frequencies on the handy talkie or the radios. And I know some of you older, wiser hams out there are saying, well, duh, I mean, you know, that's something everybody should know. But like I said, I'm learning. So having the weather frequencies on the radio so that you can listen when the power is gone or the internet is gone, it's something, you know. The other point is, know the fire department and police frequencies so that you can listen in. And I learned today, never realized, but I learned today that listening to what's going on with the emergency services will tell you a lot about what's going on in your area. Which brings me to my next point, is that the newer radios today, and I know you're a tube guy, Walt, have a lot of menu trees. And if you have to know how to navigate those menu trees to get the radio to do anything. So just be familiar enough with the trees to where you can move around them quickly. It's not so much being able to move around them, but be able to move quickly, as I learned with the winds today. Was for me to, even though my handy talkie doesn't get to this repeater very well, it would have been nice to have a small SMA jumper to move from an SMA connector to a PL259 so that I could use my handy on my big 2-meter antenna. So, learn that lesson today. The last point is, keep a hard copy of all frequencies and repeater information that you may need. And what I mean by a hard copy is on a piece of paper. I didn't think much about it, but if I want to know something about a local repeater or something, I just go to repeater book on the internet. And obviously when you don't have that, then what are you going to do? I mean, well, I know I need to go to a frequency, but I don't know what frequency I need to go to. So, I know that sounds kind of stupid, but that's a hard lesson for me today. And my last point is, with the map of the repeater's coverage area, know the cardinal directions on the map. In other words, if you hear on the weather or the news, the weather radio says the storm is moving southwest of Spartanburg County. Well, obviously I know where north, south, east, and west is, but I don't know what is southwest of Spartanburg County. If having a hard copy of a map with the cardinal directions marked on the state of South Carolina, that would have been an easy thing for me to look at and know. And, you know, so I just want to put that stuff out there for some of the newer guys. I know the older, wiser operators are going, well, you know, everybody should know that, but I learned the hard way today, and I just wanted to share that with the net and just put that out there for some of the younger guys that's, you know, doesn't have an Elmer or trying to learn it on their own. It's KO4NUE, and while I'm clear until the net's closed, because I have three questions for you.
NUE, K4OIM. Yeah, Chad, these little handy talkers are cheap enough now. I know everybody puts bow pain down and all, but I've had a couple of them. And as you say, the antennas ain't much crap on them. And those little SME connectors that go on there, I bought them off of eBay. I've probably got four or five of them around here somewhere. Every time I lose one, I order another pair of them. I think you can get two for about $5. I've got both the male and female, because some radios take the males and some of them's female. And the main thing to me today during that storm, I'm sitting here with two HTs. One a brand new TYT. It's 9-1, I believe it is. And I've never took the time to program that thing. And now I can't find the charger to go with the power supply. My old Yaesu, it was sitting over here and the battery was dead in it. But as far as trying to find out about the local hams in your area, I checked around Lake Bowen up here, and I quit counting at 60, Chad. I mean, Andrew, he's right across the lake in front of me. And then I got Mr. Foster, he's about a quarter of a mile down the road here on the left. And they just all around. I didn't know there's that many ham operators in the whole state of South Carolina, let alone around Lake Bowen up here. I don't know. And Inman, Andrew, you, and Steve over there, and KN4RJN, John, he moved to Brown Summit. I don't hear many of them active on the radio. And I think it'd be handy to have two HTs. You can have one for your ham frequencies, and the other one, you can program those things down to pick up the emergency frequencies and all. Some of them even go down and pick up the air bands. Well, I know this TYT I ordered go down to the, what is it, one, oh my gosh, I can't hate one, 104 point something megacycles, but it'd be handy for anybody to have two HTs sitting on the charger with the charger plugged in, fully charged when this stuff happens. Yeah, when they issued that code red today up here, it scared me. I ended up, I run up the house and got two of my flashlights and brought them down here. And my daughter said, Daddy, you think we supposed to leave? I said, I can't leave. I'm net control. I got to be down there to handle emergency traffic in case it comes up. Well, if you stay in, me and Josh are staying. We'll ride it out with you. So here I sit. And I'm going to go ahead, Chad, and check for anybody else I've missed on check-ins. If you ain't got nothing else to say, and I'll go ahead and send my net report in and go into the round table session for everybody. So, KO4NUE, K4OIM, back to you, Chad. Anybody else wanting to check in or make a comment, please call K4OIM or Net Control.
Send your net report in and I'll talk to you after you do that. KI4LCI4.
So much, Andy. I've been waiting on you to stick around. They might not be but one or two stick around tonight, but I have had five or six, and I've been there here to 12 o'clock and 12:30. So if that's all the check-ins I've got tonight, I will go ahead and turn my net report in. Please stand by. This is K4OIM, now secure in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. With our thanks for all that checked in tonight, we will now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. And if anybody wants to stick around for the rag queue, please stick around. You might learn something, or you might have a question. So with that, I'll say 7-3s and good night, and God bless, and thank you all again.
LZI portable something he was talking about there a while ago about wanting to hear fire, first responders, and EMS first responders. You're going to have to go digital with that because there ain't a lot of people, county, city first responders much left on analog anymore. You're going to have to go digital.
This is Chad, KO4NUE. Down here in Campobello. So, can you give me an example of kind of what I need? I mean, I just need to get what, a digital scanner? Is that what you're saying?
For LZI, that's how I first found out about 2 meters here. I've had scanners of some kind ever since the late 70s, but in the past, I'd say 5 to 10 years, it's almost imperative you've got to have a digital scanner. Most counties here in this here, as far as the sheriff's departments go, here in upstate, use APCO 25 digital. Well, Oconee County over here uses DMR digital. That's got a different kind of digital.
But can you give me a name brand of a scanner? What do you got, Andy?
Giving you, because I really need to upgrade that myself. The newest scanner I got before I got my tech license, and I've already lost half of what it's capable was already. About 5 or 6 years ago, they rebanded 800 megahertz, and this scanner was pre-programmed prior to that. I can't hear 800 on it anymore. You've got to buy a scanner that's newer than about four to five years or newer to get it. Because if you get something that's older than that, the digital, if it's even got digital, a lot won't have digital. You won't be able to hear it. Like I said, I've got one right here, this newest one here that I got before I got my license. I can't hear Greenville County anymore. I can't hear Greenville City anymore. And over here where I'm at, we're due to change over to digital at any time. We haven't yet because the county don't have the money yet for it. But when they do, I won't be able to hear them.
I just, you know, when the storm came through, Holly Springs Fire Department's, I don't know, about 2 miles from my house, they set off the civil defense / emergency alarm on top of the fire department today. And shortly after that, 20-30 minutes after that, they got a call and dispatched. Sound like every fire truck they had left the station, and that just would have been pretty useful information to know as far as what they were dispatched for and, you know, which direction that they were being dispatched. And I just was in the dark today as far as information goes, and I didn't like that feeling at all.
Come in. KI4LCI. Whoever it was, go ahead. But I heard somebody. Did I hear somebody, walk?
Somebody say comment.
PZ, I do have a comment.
Didn't make it. Like I said, I've pulled down scanners ever since the late 70s, and right now, if you don't have a friendly news scanner, you ain't going to hear much, because analog is just about gone with first responders, with county and city.
KJ4HYC. You need to get a scanner with trunking in it.
You gotta have trunking, but you also like this BC785D I got. The 800 that was in it was pre-programmed back in 03 or 04, because I bought a new one in 04. And they rebanded 800 megahertz since then, and it's now dead as a hammer because it can't be modified.
Well, I appreciate the information, and I'll be on the lookout to see, do a little research and figure out what I need to do. But if it's not any more, well, that's all I got, Walt. You're in that control. So thank you, Andy, and thanks for the comments. I learned a lot.
Well, I would recommend you go to radioreference.com and look up it, your area over there. It covers the whole, if you find the state of South Carolina, you look up your county and it will say what they use. And there's very little analog still in use for county and city first responders, even federal anymore, very little. And you got to be sure you get a fairly new receiver to make it work. And as far as you was talking about Sky One before, I don't know if you meant the North Weather radio stations or here on 2 meters, but 145.47 tone 91.5 in the warning system is where all the Sky One activity takes place at. And that's for you too, Walt, because I remember you couldn't remember the frequency.
Again, so I can write it down, Andy.
Four ways up above this repeater, but it ain't running at full capacity right now because we're having some interference problems with it. 145.47, tone 91.5. It's just a little ways up above, up on the hill on Cedar's Head above this, but they got a little problem with the interference, and it's not. It's transmitting good, but it don't hear like it really should.
Down somewhere and lost it, and I guess I need to change the backup battery in this Yaesu handheld I got, because I didn't realize the battery was dead in it until today, and I charged it up, but the backup battery for the memory in it, it deleted all the frequencies in that thing. And I guess I'm going to have to take time to take that thing apart and replace that battery in it. I'm pretty sure it'll be one of those little button batteries. And boy, I hate to go into these things and replace them backup batteries. No wonder Kenwood, Yaesu, and ICOM caught charge so much to replace those things, because it is a lot of headache to get in there. KI4LZI, K4OIM.
The website called Warns, I don't remember if it's ones.org or ones.what, but a whole bunch of other repeaters that links up to that repeater for Sky One use. That and a whole bunch of others, and they were all linked up today. That's where I was hearing that about over Wii U is at. But that would be wise for you to have at least one of those frequencies in it. That was a very hotly used system today.
AWZ comment. Hey, Chad. Well, first of all, I'm with you. I'm a brand new ham radio op as well. Actually, you've had yours a little longer than me, but I definitely agree with everything you said, and I'm thankful you did bring up some of that stuff even for me. I was trying to keep an eye out on the radar for you as well to see what was coming your way. But with that being said, there's a digital handheld scanner. I'm not sure if it's exactly what you would be looking for, but it's called the Whistler WS, so Whiskey Sierra 1040, and it's about 279 right now. I'm not sure if that would work.
I'll check it out. I wrote it down. And Whistler 1040, WS 1040. I'll check it out and do a little research on it and figure out what I need to do. But, like I said, today taught me some pretty serious lessons. As far as just trying to get information in to the house, we've got a pretty sick person that stays out here with us that's dependent upon a wheelchair, and it's pretty important that I have access to information. And when the power flickered for a little bit, it was just like, I got all this radio equipment in here so I can do this and do that. And in a blink of an eye, I'm down to a handheld. But that handheld was pretty important as far as being able to get information in. So, you know, lesson learned.
There, I was ready to throw my handy out the window. I have that Bofang, which I guess is decent at least for hearing on. Not great for talking, at least for me here lately. But yeah, I totally agree. And did you guys actually lose power today?
I did, which caused the modem to reset, which means it had to reboot. And by the time we got through the boot process, you know, it, 7 minutes had passed, I guess. And it's just pretty handy to be able to pick up a radio and find out what's going on around you. I mean, you can look at all the radar you want. You can try to get all of that raw data you want. But there's nothing like talking to a real person and getting that information. And if you know that he is 10 miles out and he is south of me or north of me, and you know where the direction of the storm is moving, you know, that's pretty powerful information. You don't think about it, but I will have a map in this ham shack tomorrow with the cardinal directions, because when I was able to get weather traffic on the handy, by the time I figured out how to get the handy down to listen to the weather incoming frequencies, I'm ashamed to say that they report, okay, the storm is moving southwest, and we have, you know, there's damage reported southwest of Spartanburg County. And I'm ashamed to say, I don't know what is southwest of Spartanburg County, but I will tomorrow.
Yeah, I guess I really don't know what, as far as the frequencies and stuff, since I'm so new to this as well, even what I would need to look for as well. So I'm with you. I don't have an Elmer either, and trying to learn everything that I can, too.
There's a little boat thing I'm talking on it, KJ4HYC. Your weather frequency is 162.550 for the upstate of South Carolina.
In a new HT, as he says, program at 162.550 in it. I got it in this T98 here right now.
Here's kind of what happened. When the power flickered and the radios went down, so I immediately went for the handy-talkie to try to get, you know, some incoming information to see which direction it was moving. And lo and behold, okay, well, you know, I'm down to my last radio. It's not too good at transmitting or getting to the repeater. I can hit it, but I am able to listen to information, but you might as well have a rock in your hand if you can't navigate the menus quickly. So here I am with the handy talkie, digging out the instruction manual. Wind is blowing, rain's blowing sideways, and you know, it took me about 5 minutes to find the information in the operator's manual. Then I have to flick around with the menu trees trying to figure out how to put the frequency in it, which eventually I did. But I mean, I'm thinking in my mind, okay, well, I've got this radio. I need to be proficient at it and not have to scramble to do things like that. You know, I should be able to do that pretty quickly. And the other thing I learned today, too, which I didn't say that much about, Walt, was... Yaesu 991 in the shack. I've got a Yaesu FT65 handy talkie. But what I'm talking to you on right now is a Kenwood tri-bander, crossband repeater. And I love the radio, but that's a problem when you start navigating menu trees, because Yaesu's menus are set up one way, and Kenwood menu trees are set up another way. And it's like, I guess a good comparison would be Windows 10 and then Mac iOS. They both kind of do the same thing, but they don't do it the same way. And I realized after the storm today, okay, I'm going to have to learn to navigate the Kenwood menu trees just as proficiently as I can the Yaesu. And I've gotten good with the Yaesu, but the Kenwood, I'm going to have to learn. So, lessons learned, and I'm not ashamed to, you know, to put my shortcomings out there, because I know there's some older, wiser operators out there who can say, okay, well, I've learned that lesson too, and, you know, here's what you need to do. So if there's any younger guys out there listening or newer, hey, I'm not ashamed to admit my mistakes. And if I can help somebody else get through their mistakes too, then I'm going to do it.
I would keep me a backup deep cycle battery. You can charge it, as y'all were saying earlier, with solar or however, but I would keep one on hand just for some of your radio equipment, at the very least, and most all this newer ham gear will program in the one on Paris Mountain, the 162.550. Most all this newer ham gear will, because that's still an analog frequency. But all this other that these first responders of county, city, and state are using and fades now, it better be a way to do trunking and digital, and fairly new digital, because if you get past about 5 or 6 years and it was a receiver that was pre-programmed to start with, it ain't going to receive it. I got a BC-785D here from 2004 that proves that. KI-4LZI portable.
Program that thing without a computer.
You're going to have to do like I done. And Andy hit the nail on the head. You're going to have to get you a deep cycle battery. And in your case, I'd have a couple of them. And a solar panel or two. A couple of 100-watt solar panels. And have them there. You got your shack in the house. I would have that there for backup, especially with your mother-in-law there in her condition. And I've got my whole shack down here running off of a solar panel now, and one deep cycle battery. And my computer's the only thing that's hooked in to the 110. And in case the power goes out, all I got to do is unplug it out of that surge protector over there and stick it in that inverter and bring my internet back up. Because I depend on the internet down here when I'm calling the net to go back and check EchoLink up, bring it up, and I keep my preamble up here that I have to read that when I'm calling the net, because I'm not smart enough to memorize all this information yet. And you definitely need a backup power there with your mother-in-law there, Chad.
Yeah, Walt, you're exactly right, man. I'll get that fixed. I learned the hard way today. But go ahead in there, comment. I think that was Daniel.
04RAX. It was kind of a comment for Chad. Someone had mentioned radioreference.com. You can look up all your local EMS, police, fire for your local area. And I heard you mention something about a Yaesu handheld. I know my Baofeng, my Yaesu, you can pick up these stations and I can listen to police and fire and EMS on the HTs that I have in-house without a separate scanner. So maybe printing up a copy of that, and then you can just manually flip to a station and listen to a local fire and EMS without added cost.
That was one of the lessons learned. I learned today was I got to have a hard copy of important frequencies in case, you know, because I depend on repeater book and the internet to get those frequencies. And when I didn't have that or was waiting on it to reboot, that was a problem. So, like I said, I've learned throughout my military career, I'm retired, but I've learned that some of the worst wounds are usually self-inflicted, and I definitely did some self-infliction today, but that's okay. I'm on pack it all up and learn from it, and, you know, just try to get better.
Book from the ARRL, ain't but $20. I got one laying here I depend on.
You're right. I'll take care of it, Walt.
fact, radios down. Those things work fine, but you got to have a SME connector go on to hook to an outside antenna, because those antennas that came with those bow things ain't worth crap. And even that, I forget the name of it, the long ones that come with it ain't much better. I'm talking on a, I think they call it a fire stick. It's 5/8 wavelength gram plane. I ordered off of Amazon 3 years ago when I got my technician ticket for $32. It ain't up but 25 feet, and I connected into that bow thing, and it works just as good as this Yaesu or this TYT I got. Anybody else out there for comment?
When it comes to a rubber duck antenna, you got to be kind of like I am. I'm right past the different feet it looks right down at me. And as a result, I can use a rubber duck antenna and do fair with it, but in general, you need a better antenna system. You're absolutely right, Walton. Y'all go ahead and carry on. I just wanted to point that out about all this digital system that's been coming down the pipe over the past couple of decades. There's not as much of an analog as there used to be when it comes to fire rescue and EMS, not like there used to be. And give it another probably 5 or 10 years, it won't be any. The only thing that's holding us back in Pickens County is they don't have the $4 million yet to make it happen. But when they get it, it will happen. KI-4LCI-4, y'all go ahead and carry on. I'll just be monitoring.
Two Radio Shack scanners in here that people brought me to fix. They quit transmitting. One of them's got 200 memory channels in it, and they just quit receiving. And both of them's analog, and they told me, can't you fix it? I said, no, they analog. They moved off the analog frequencies. They went to digital. They ain't no good. Well, can you use them? I mean, what am I going to use them for? I just pack them back. They ain't no good for nothing except to cut the power cords off of.
This is KO4NUE for station ID. Alright, so I don't want to cut anybody else off, but I got a couple of questions. If it's time to move to that, if not, then we'll hang around here.
Your table, just ask your questions and throw it out there, and somebody's gonna answer, Chad. In a round table, that's what it's about. It ain't like right you.
I just wanted to be polite. I didn't want to cut anybody off. But so, here's my first question, and I have talked with you about this before, and I'm going to bring it up again because it is a major problem for me, and I'm not sure if it's just normal or if something is wrong with my station. I'm not sure. But on HF, specifically 3.915 single sideband, the noise is horrible. And I hear other stations, you know, trying to collect traffic off a single sideband, and I hear a complaint or two about the amount of noise that's on HF. But they're able to get their traffic and move right on without any problems. But for me, on certain nights, especially when there's thunderstorms in other areas, well, it's bad. I mean, I have to try to get somebody to relay information, and I'm not hearing the other operators struggle that bad. I've got a set of cheap headphones that I'm using, and that helps a little bit. And the radio can filter some of it out. But is that normal, or is something wrong with my antenna, or what? Any feedback, just let me know something.